Good evening, dear friends, and welcome to our Friday night vigil, where we offer the next 30 minutes for peace, especially for peace in the Middle East. And I have lit this candle as a symbol of our love, the love of the brothers and sisters of the Teo community of St. Francis. We are at present a cyber online lay monastic community of men and women who have embraced Franciscan Celtic spirituality from our monastery without walls, our own home. But first, I would like to share with you an ancient Celtic blessing called the Celtic Benediction. Deep peace, pure white of the moon to you. Deep peace, pure green of the grass to you. Deep peace, pure brown of the earth to you. Deep peace, pure grey of the dew to you. Deep peace, pure blue of the sky to you. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. And deep peace of the shining stars to you. And deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. And we relax now and just allow ourselves fall into the arms of our beloved Father, Mother, God, Goddess. Whoever your God is, whatever name you give to your God, my God, as a Catholic Christian, is the same God of the Muslim, the Hindu, the Sikh, the Buddhist. Whatever faith you are, there is one Creator God who loves us, the children of God. So let us share this time with you. And out of the ordinary, I want to share with you one of our student monastics' homework on the defeat of reason as part of her training to become a lay monastic. They undertake a series of studies based on entering the castle, entering your soul. And this is what our sister shares with us. As I was getting dressed for work this morning, I kept hearing the words over and over singing in my mind's eye. Life's a piece of XXXX when you are anchored in your head. So always look on the bright side of life. And that is how I started my day ahead, which has been filled with love and compassion for those who I have felt guided to comfort. The song has stayed with me throughout the day, and I love it, as it is so right. It brings out the humor and lightness of the life we live when we get out of our own heads and allow the grace of God to flow through us. And the question, what are my beliefs about God? And what does God mean to me? And our sister answered, God means life, love, simplicity, surrender, comfort, nourishment, compassion. God gives us purpose to live life, fulfillment. And Sister went on to say, God is the giver of life. God is all. God is universal, loving, flowing energy. God is not some fancy man with a beard and a dress, giving out orders, punishing. God is the master of life. God is the creator. Mankind has chosen to take away life, to move away from God's laws. Their God is false, an illusion of self-destruct, death, greed, conflict, crisis, terror, torture, and much more. There is no peace within their hearts, only darkness. Do not fall into the trap of following others. Listen and feel the way God speaks through your heart. For we are all unique, blessed souls of God. Anything which separates us from who we are is an illusion. And Sister goes on to say, today, whilst chatting to a member, I became very aware of the embarrassing emotions I felt when mentioning the word God. These emotions came spiraling up and I became a shrinking violet. I was pushed out of my comfort zone with the conversation and little insecurities began to surface, such as, what gives you the right? Who do you think you are? I became the observer of my emotions, feelings, and I smiled inwardly as I was receiving the gift of sight, a new lens to see clearly from. I could see clearly where I have operated from in the past, a god of fear, the punisher. I believed for many years that I was going straight to hell, where the devil would be waiting to greet me. Not only the devil, others, a life of fire and damnation. In reality, I was already living the hell on the earth plane. Then there is the God of reason. Yes, a God of reason. God has done this. This was meant to happen, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. Every now and again, I catch myself thinking that thought, there must be a reason why that happened. A mind of confusion, brainwashing, and our minds polluted with fear, fear of a loving, pure God. Silly superstitions spoon-fed into our brains, our hearts. And Sister shares with us a beautiful example. I was out with my sister-in-law, driving happily along in the car. At the side of the road, she spots two magpies. She suddenly salutes and says, "Morning, Captain." Apparently, you had to do this or you would have bad luck. So for several years, I followed suit. If I saw two magpies, I would go through this crazy ritual. Then one day, I suddenly asked myself, what on earth am I doing this for? Interesting. What am I doing this for? What a load of nonsense. I had been perfectly okay before I started doing this. So why had I allowed myself to take on a foolish belief? I laugh every time I think about it, as I wasted a lot of energy. We have been run on fear, fear of this and that, and what ifs. And his sister concludes, so as the song goes, always look on the bright side of life. I feel really blessed, she said, with the insight I have received throughout the day. And there you have just one child of God sharing with us their own journey. But we all have a journey. We're all on a journey, and we each have a story to share. And a lot of what Sister shared resonated with me, because growing up in a Catholic household with a Scottish mom and grandparents and an Irish dad, there was a lot of Celtic superstition bred into us. Growing up, for example, when there was thunder and lightning, we were all herded into the wardrobe. Mirrors were covered, telly switched off, and we stayed there for hours. And if you were out walking and seen a ladder and someone on it, you'd never walk under it. Bad luck. But the pilgrimage into your soul is not logical, since we can't prove that there is a soul. And by the same token, it isn't logically reasonable to pursue a mystical life. Nonetheless, it is still in your best interests to examine your attachments to the power of reason and logic and the ways in which they fuel arrogance, greed, self-righteousness, and anger. For instance, when you feel that bad things happen to you unreservedly or undeservedly, your mind wants to strike back. When your pride has been injured, what do? You immediately rationalize, making excuses for saying and doing what you want. A mind fueled by hurt, pride, will never stop harming other people until its owner develops a spirit, yes, a spirit strong enough to see beyond personal anger. So the challenge here is about becoming more conscious of what connects us all rather than what divides us. Let us stay with those thoughts, and let us quietly, as we sit here listening to me babbling on, I come to you from a heart filled with love, a heart that has been broken many times. But part of the journey as a pilgrim seeking wellness and wholeness, seeking clarity, discerning God's inner voice. So often we have to hit rock bottom and face our greatest fears, the enemies of our soul. But in the real world, where consumerism is the new God, it is not to be encouraged to go into your heart and re-examine your spiritual journey, is it? I think it takes a person of real magnitude and courage today, in spite of all the materialism being thrown at us, both on the media, in the underground, in the newspapers, television, radio, even in the conversations with family and friends and our peer group. So many avoid the word God. They see God as an inconvenience, maybe because of fear. maybe because they were brought up on a diet of the idolation of self and were never introduced to the Holy Quran, maybe the Bible, or maybe the teachings of the Buddha. Here, I'm not trying to convert you. I'm trying to converse with your heart and say, the pilgrimage into your soul is definitely not logical, since we can't prove that there is a soul. But the journey of faith is a journey of love. It is a journey of trust. It is a journey of recognizing one's vulnerability, one's availability. It's a journey of surrendering your littleness, your helplessness to God. But many still see that as a weakness. In fact, on the spiritual journey, I perceive that as being our strength. Coming to God from the heart, like a child, keeping it simple where less is more, rather than trying to rationalize. The more we rationalize that interior voice, or what our heart is saying to us, we're taken on a journey, yes, but that journey locks us in a mindset of doubt, of fear, procrastination. I guess I'm still learning at 65, and I know I've a lot more to learn, but it's not what I know that matters. No. It's, am I willing to hear? Am I willing to listen to that inner voice in silence and stillness and honor it? Because that inner voice is the voice of my beloved, the cosmic Christ. And it's a voice of gentleness. It's a voice devoid of anger or any hidden agenda. And yet many people run away from listening to that voice, because today the majority of people find it difficult to sit without their iPad, their iPhone, their mobile, and not to be texting. We should encourage brothers and sisters today to have a day free of technology, to switch everything off, as I do here. And it's wonderful. But there again, I don't use a mobile phone. I have one, but I don't like using it. I don't know how to text because I don't want to know. How silly of me. I guess I've had to become disciplined and prioritize what is relevant for me today. And okay, I might appear an old fuddy-duddy, but sometimes we have to prioritize what serves our highest good best. Is it chasing the latest technology? Because often we can become a prisoner to it. It can become addictive. So let us now spend the last few minutes together just sitting in the presence of God and just allowing our heart sense the peace of God. It is a sacred peace. It is a blessed peace. So come with me. Come with me and sit with us in our little monastery garden. But be mindful of the hens around your feet, because they're busy investigating the earth for worms and for food but one of them she's ruined, she's spoiled. Her name is Ginger, and she'll come and sit with you. Oh, there she is. And as you relax, you are mindful of your in-breath and your out-breath. So we take a nice, deep, non-labored in-breath, and we hold it. And now we breathe out any fear or stress to our Mother Earth. And now let us relax. Sense the peace of God enfolding you, holding you, touching every one of your senses so that you feel relaxed in your mind, in your body, and in your spirit. And all around you is peace. You are aware there's a slight drizzle of rain dropping on your face. It's refreshing. Your senses have become more acutely aware of nature singing the praises to their creator, God, Goddess. The birds, you can see them now on the bird bath, fluttering their wings, washing any mites from their feathers. And you can sense the freshness of the flowers, the fragrance from the roses, the dahlias, and the sweet pea, crushing against your senses. And with each in-breath that you breathe, Mother Earth is allowing you breathe in the very breath of God, a God who loves you, a God who calls you by name even now on this 11th hour to surrender your heart to love, to surrender your heart so that you can be led not by your nose, but by spirit. Be aware of the energies under your feet. Something tells you to kick off your shoes and sandals, and instantly you feel mild electrical currents rushing up through the soles of your feet, pleasant as they are. They're balancing, restoring, and invigorating each of the chakras, energy wheels in your body. And Mother Earth is releasing up into your being love, a selfless love, in gratitude for your kindness to the earth, for how you treat animals fairly and equally, how you care for the earth by sending out positive energy and not dumping negativity whenever it suits you. And as you relax, you are aware of Mother Earth, and you're aware of the cosmic Christ who stands before you, and you sense the love flowing from his sacred heart into your own heart. As you look up, you see his eyes are smiling, smiling for you, because you have made time to reawaken the divine within you, and all is well. All is well. And there is a gentleness in the exchange of his love to you. and you sense him asking permission of you, may I place my hands on your heart? And you say yes. And suddenly, the moment the hands of the cosmic Christ are placed on your heart, you immediately sense the presence of God calling you by name. Come, come, my beloved. Surrender your heart and allow the divine lead you through a maze of obstacles and distractions, and trust more what your heart guides you to do rather than be driven by ego or fear. And now you sense that peace, and that peace is restorative, it is healing. It leaves you in a place of absolute bliss. And the drizzle of rain falling on your face is like a benediction from the angels of the water realm, come to cleanse your aura and allow you behold, enfold, hold and listen to that inner voice of God. Relax now. Relax. And just be the beautiful person that you are. Just be. Thank you for joining me. I hope you will join me again tomorrow evening for part 2 of The Defeat of Reason. May God reward you. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah, Pexet Bonum, Om Shanti, Solo de Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God set you free. God bless you.